Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
We're live here at the Radio Row Host Committee's Media Center celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. It is a work in progress. It is live radio, and we're joined now by Mike Thiessing and Justin Pitcock, and you guys, first of all, are Marines and have the best-looking uniform. I'm not trying to make it a competition, but there is nothing like that dress blue uniform.
I'm
is
glad
that,
you said yeah. it before we could.
No, but they're really.
It's
I
not a competition, first of all. We already know we have the best
there's
uniform.
No competition. It's already been right. done. Tell me why you guys are here.
We're here to do the Super Bowl flyover. So we have four V-22s in town from each of our squadrons, and we're excited to show the world the V-22 and on Super Bowl Sunday.
I wish I knew. Are you colonels? Or I'm trying to get the ranking right.
I'm a lieutenant colonel.
I'm a major.
Major?
Yeah.
Captain. Okay. So how many of y'all, four, will be flying?
Yeah, we're going to have four Ospreys in formation, and then we'll have two F-35s with us as well.
Wow. So do you guys fly out of the Joint Reserve Base, or are you from out of town?
My unit's stationed in New River.
And I'm out of California, out of San Diego.
Okay, so have we're you been in town practicing at the Joint Reserve Base?
Yeah. Yesterday we went flying. We put up six aircraft, and we did several runs over the dome in formation of four, and it looked great.
And we're going again on Friday.
I hate to ask you this. I live in Belchase, but I generally nap between 1 and 2, so if you could kind of...
We'll put it in stealth mode for you.
Tell me about what we're going to see or what the people are going to see. Fly over. Describe the aircraft, if you could, because a lot of us hear these numbers, V-20 this, F that, we don't know.
Sure, the V-22 Osprey is a tilt-rotor aircraft. So
you're
we can,
saying B or V?
V, like Victor.
V? Okay.
Yes, sir. And so we can take off like a helicopter and then turn into an airplane and go fast. So from 0 to 260 knots, and you'll see us in airplane mode, which means we'll be doing about 250 knots over the Superdome on Super Bowl Sunday.
How fast is that in terms of miles per hour or airspeed? How do you
300-ish.
300-ish. I'm trying to look at the Osprey aircraft here online as we talk about it. Tell me about the F-35s. Is that it?
Yeah, the F-35 aircraft is one of the Marine Corps' newest fighter aircraft. It's not my specialty, but...
A little less sexy than the Osprey, we like to say. But
it's not as good as us, that's for sure.
Well, wait, now why would you say that?
No, well, they're
because
great
I've
guys.
Seen these F-35s.
They're cool.
Wait, that's... What are you showing me now?
This is it. This is actually us flying yesterday.
That's the Osprey?
This is the Osprey, that's right.
But who said F-35?
The F-35 is also going to be here. So we're going to have four V-22s and two F-35s in formation on Super Bowl.
So the Osprey, if I could describe it, would look something like the front of a bomber and a helicopter body almost with propellers but wings. Am I close there or not?
You're absolutely right. It's a transformer.
And what is the idea behind this aircraft? It was designed to do what exactly?
Take off like a helicopter and fly like an airplane.
That's
so.
Right. We can fly all around the world and then land in your backyard.
What kind of like range? I don't know if that's secure information or not, but how far can you go without refueling?
So typically we have about a 600 to 700 combat radius, so that's there and back. And but really, we can fly unlimited. We're able to refuel in the air, so we can go. If we have a tanker, we can keep going.
Now, do you guys fly F-35s as well or not?
No,
just
we don't.
V-22.
Just the
V-22.
So when it comes to the, you were flying the Ospreys yesterday in Belchase?
Yeah, this was us yesterday.
Okay. Well, I can't see my house from here, though. tell me, you're going to be flying today?
We're going to be flying. Our next flight's going to be Friday. We're going to be teamed up with the F-35s. We'll do a practice run over the stadium a couple of times, and then we'll be ready to go for Sunday.
I'll be looking at them. Tell me a little bit about Marine Aviation, if you will, how you guys got into it, because I know everybody has a story behind a story, and I want to hear yours.
Colonel, it's pretty easy.
Is it,
you know,
Lieutenant Colonel, but you call yourself Colonel, right?
Lieutenant Colonel, yeah, it's pretty easy. I'm like a lot of the folks from 20 or 30 years ago. You watch Top Gun,
yeah.
You get the itch. And then you want to be a pilot, but then you realize that the Marine Corps pilots are a lot cooler than the Navy pilots, and we do a lot cooler things, so I joined the Marine Corps.
Will any of the Navy pilots be involved on Sunday?
Or we wouldn't let them close.
Wouldn't let them close.
This is actually...
Don't trust them with the aircraft.
They're not good enough.
We're not good enough.
Well, it's the Marine Corps' 250th birthday this year, so we're doing it up big, and that's part of why we're in town.
How did you get into aviation?
Similarly, but I will add that 9/11 happened my freshman year in college, and so was looking for a way to serve and always liked airplanes. So, once I drank the Marine Corps Kool-Aid, there was no looking back.
How hard is it to become a pilot of one of these aircraft for people that don't understand the technical skills?
Well, even we can do it.
Between that and a commercial aircraft, for example.
You know, it's very, you know, we go through rigorous training programs to ensure that we're ready to go. We fly aircraft in a very dynamic way, so... airline pilots fly as a single aircraft. We always fly at minimum as a section or team of two airplanes. So we're flying in close formation. We work together, or large flight formations up to 20 or 30 aircraft that are flying together. That's just the type of aviation that no one else in the world does. And not only do we fly, but we also fight with these aircraft. We do missions, and we support Marines on the ground.
We're both from reserve squadron, so many of our comrades are airline pilots as mm-hmm. well, so they do both.
Are you both commercial pilots or not?
Neither one of us fly for the airlines. So.
But you are in the reserves?
That's correct.
We are in the reserves.
Okay. Or reserve pilots.
Tell me about career paths for people that are listening and are young people that might be interested in a career.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Marine Corps, especially in aviation?
I mean, I think it's an incredible opportunity. I grew up in North Central Texas and just wasn't exposed to, I mean, I had traveled before, but the access that you get to, you know, fighting for your country across the world, representing your country across the world is just unmatched. And you can do that by putting yourself forward, raising your hand, and then going through the rigorous training that we do, which is, you know, an opportunity in itself.
The career path, not the flight path, is through a university first, or how does that work?
So to be an officer, so in the Marine Corps, all of the pilots are officers. So before you can join as an officer, yeah, you have to go and get your degree. You don't necessarily have to go through the Naval Academy. You can just go to college, and then when you're done, you can go to your local recruiter, sign up, and do it that way. So otherwise, if you want to go the enlisted route, and do what we say. They do all the work.
Yeah.
And those guys, they can just go to your local recruiter after you're done with your high school.
I know this is Naval Air, and I hate to bring that up, and please don't, you know, beat me up about
this.
We
are Naval Aviators, so it's okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
The Marine Corps is a department of the Navy.
I don't know where the competition stands, but how accurate is something like when we see Officer and a Gentleman, for example, and when it comes to weeding out, I'm going to talk about the Depper Winger part, because I'm sure you guys got stories on that, too, that we don't need to hear. Although I would like to hear them later. But when it comes to the competition involved and seeing who really wants to be a pilot and who doesn't, how accurate is something like that when we see it?
When I went through officer candidate school, our attrition rate was up to 40%.
Really?
Yeah. 40 and 50%. And then flight school, you know, you can see attrition rates that high as well. So you make it through one step, and then there's another gate.
It just keeps getting more difficult because the competition keeps getting steeper and steeper and steeper until you get to the top, and then it doesn't stop there because you think you're really, really great. Look at me. I just got my wings. I'm a pilot now. And then you show up to a squadron full of combat veterans who are much better than you in the aircraft, and you are now back at the bottom, and you have to just keep working. It's a constant education. It's a constant search of knowledge of the aircraft and of aviation.
Is there one commonality or one tipping point where you really see the big attrition, one thing where people wash out?
No, I don't think there's a single point. OCS is hard because it's there's a lot of physical training, and then after that, you know, in flight school, a lot of it is swimming. So, a lot of the attrition rate happens in the swimming pool. So you got to swim a mile, you got to do all these different strokes, and that tends to weed some people out as well. So, and in fact, our crew chiefs, that's one of the big hangups there too.
I know you guys have to go because the producers are waving me, but, you know, unlike air traffic controllers, I tend to ignore them. Real quick, how do you coordinate all of that with timing with the national anthem and everything else? Because you can't just sit there hovering or parking.
How do you really do that? We spend a lot of time working with the NFL to understand exactly the point where they want us overhead. And then once they give us the exact time, so by the hour, minute, and second, they said, this is exactly the time we want you overhead. And we said, absolutely, yes, we can do that.
But precision is your business.
This is our bread and butter.
We do all the planning to ensure that we will be on time, on target.
An honor talking to you, gentlemen. I'll be waving Amari and Belchase if you see me wave back, all right?
We certainly will.
So nice to meet you, Thomas.
An honor meeting y'all, really. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot, Thomas.
And enjoy the Super Bowl. Y'all got predictions on the game or not?
Oh, absolutely. Patrick Mahomes is from East Texas, so go Chiefs.
And you?
Yeah, I think Mahomes is going to hold it down, and I think Buckner's going to be able to give him a game winner. So Chiefs by three.
Over the under. What do you think?
Ooh.
I think it's going to be the under.
I want to see a close game, so it's going to be the under.
I'm going with the over. We'll see. Thank you, Marines. Thank you, sir. Officers, I appreciate it. We have a major and a lieutenant colonel and a captain. Thank you for stopping by, all y'all. And I know it's cliche to say thank you for your service, but I mean it sincerely, really. Thank you, sir. And we'll be looking forward to that. We'll take a break here on WWL live from the Super Bowl Radio Row Host Committee's Media Center, celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. When you see the flyovers on Sunday over the dome on TV, these are the gentlemen that will be in the cockpit behind the controls. Thank you, sirs. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Haas here on WWL.